Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Falcons Friday Championship Weekend, Michigan, Iowa, live on 92.9 The Game tomorrow night. Falcons and Bucks, our coverage begins at 9 a.m. with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. 11 a.m., we kick in with the network, and then 1 o'clock kick at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Let's welcome into the program Nick Costos, who is the host of You Better You Bet, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. You can get the latest lines at betrivers.net. And he joins us, as he does every week, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Nick.
John and Hugh, how you guys doing? Happy Football Friday. Hope it was a great Thanksgiving for you, your families, and all the listeners.
Happy Football Friday there, Nick.
Hey, Nick, we're
going to jump right into it. Georgia, Alabama. Georgia's favored by nearly a TD. How you leaning in this game?
Well, I bet Alabama plus 7. That does not mean that I think Alabama's going to win the game. I do think Georgia's extremely likely to win the game and win the national championship, and I think that's reflected in their odds. And, guys, Georgia's about, like, minus 200 at Bet Rivers to win the national championship, which means you have to play 200 to win 100 on Georgia winning the next three games, basically, here. It's pretty wild, but they obviously deserve to be a huge favorite. So Georgia's a massive favorite not only in this game but to win the national championship. Georgia minus 275 on the money line to win this game. Again, laying 275 to win 100 just on Georgia winning the game here. I bet Alabama plus 7 earlier in the week just because I think 7's a valuable number. I feel like this number should probably be closer to 5. And again, that does not mean I think Alabama's going to win, just that I think Bama can keep this game close. Obviously, like, really trust Nick Saban in a spot like this, and he's had the dominance over Kirby Smart. So I do think Georgia's going to win the game. I do think Georgia's going to knock Alabama out of the playoff, but I do think it's going to be closer than people expect. So I'm on Alabama plus the points. Currently, the line is 6.5. At 6.5, it's no play for me. If it hits 7 at some point in between now and kickoff tomorrow, obviously in Atlanta, then I would look to put some money on Alabama if people have not yet bet the game.
Nick, FYI, Georgia beating Alabama doesn't necessarily knock Alabama out of the playoff.
But isn't that crazy, like, to think? Like, I guess, right, like, if Alabama loses, like, a really close game,
right,
I guess they could potentially go in. And the conversation
we
had...
If Michigan loses, if Cincinnati loses...
Yeah, I mean, right? I guess I'm just, like, assuming that Michigan's going to win. Cincinnati, I actually bet on Houston in that game, not to win, but Houston, I think, is a great bet in that game against Cincinnati in the American Conference Championship game at plus 10.5 or plus 11. But I guess you're right about that. And then it's like, you know, if Bama loses by like 2, let's say, and gets in, is it Bama Georgia the rematch? Right? Is it
that? Not in a semifinal, they won't do that.
Which is crazy, but that's what it should be, though, right? That's why this whole thing is so stupid. Like, it really is.
Of course it is. I mean, yeah,
it's insane.
But they won't do that.
You're right.
A point total on Georgia. Now, again, I think sometimes we go too fast here, but for the benefit of the audience, point total over under the total number of points scored in the game. Says, you know, if it's 35, it'll be a low-scoring game. If it's 65, it'll be a high-scoring game. How you think it's going to go? What is the over-under on Georgia-Alabama, and how are you betting it?
It is 49.5, and what I can tell you guys is that I do not have a bet on the total of the game. I think it's right about where it needs to be, but it has come down a little bit over the course of the week. So we have seen professional action come in, and people have been betting the under in this game, which would seem to indicate that this will be a bit of a lower-scoring game with Georgia and Alabama. So sitting at 49.5 right now, for me, I guess, like, a slight lean for me towards the under. I mean, it's just hard to imagine Bama scoring a ton of points, and then the question is, can Bama's defense hold down Georgia's offense? So I would never play the over, only the under, but I don't think I'm going to have a bet on the total. I think I'm going to stick with my Alabama bet plus a touchdown.
All right, let's move on to Bucks-Falcons here on Sunday. The Falcons are at home, even if they, to whatever degree, have home field advantage, and then I don't know that they do because they haven't won at Mercedes-Benz Stadium this year. Is this a, I don't know when the last time the Falcons were this big of underdogs at their own place, but it's a pretty big line.
Yeah, it's 11 right now, John. Tampa, an 11-point favorite on the road in Atlanta coming up on Sunday. And this may surprise you guys to hear. I like Atlanta in this spot. Like, I think this is point and a half too much.
I mean,
like,
Nick's been pretty thorough with his picks, though. He has been. So
the Atlanta picks have been pretty good, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
The number, like, can only be 10 here. And, like, I know, like, I talk a lot about the number. And, like, we do on-field handicapping and stuff as well that kind of lends into kind of how we see this game playing out. But just as far as, like, the number is concerned, like, it really, like, can never be more than 10 based on what we've seen over the course of the season, right? And we think back to the Week 2 meeting between these two teams. I had Atlanta in that game plus 12.5, and they were down by 3 at the end of the third quarter. Matt Ryan throws 2 fourth-quarter pick sixes. Tampa ends up winning that game 48-25 and one that's apparently seared into my cortex that I'll never forget the final score of that game. That was an annoying loss. So Atlanta played Tampa really tough earlier in the season. And, like, if the number were Tampa 9.5, I would have no interest in Atlanta because I think 10 is probably the right number. But I think Tampa by 10 is a pretty likely outcome here. So I would only bet Atlanta in the game. I haven't yet. That's my decision to make, is do I want to bet Atlanta? But I would never bet Tampa Bay. My decision is Atlanta or nothing. I think I probably will end up with a bet on Atlanta. And if people are interested in betting props for this game, I actually think, like, all the Atlanta skill position players are priced pretty lowly. And of course they are, right? 11-point home underdogs against the best team in football. But Cordarrelle Patterson, for instance, right? His rushing and receiving yards props, I think, are priced probably about 10 yards too low. Like, his rushing yards prop is 33.5. I think it should be 43.5. Kyle Pitts is priced in the low 50s, and I understand because he's been disappointing. I wouldn't even say it's his fault. It's because, you know, Calvin Ridley's not there, obviously. We hope Ridley gets well and is back on the field soon. But, I mean, defenses have been able to key in on Pitts. But with Patterson back, I think this should theoretically open things up for Pitts a little bit more, right? I think Pitts' number should be 60. It's 50. So I do think there's some opportunity here for people that are considering playing player props on the Atlanta, the two best skill position players right now, Patterson and Pitts.
Okay, so Washington is rolling right now. And my man Abe, he still hasn't quite figured out the Raiders right now. How do you view this game with the 2.5-point spread in favor of the Raiders?
So I like the Raiders. I bet the Raiders minus 2.5. Reason why, and I'm sure you guys watched the Monday night game against Seattle. For me, that game was entirely about Seattle being terrible and Russell Wilson obviously not being healthy. Like, I think we need to look at Seattle and just, like, it's Geno Smith starting for them right now. It's not Russell Wilson. Like, Russ is not healthy. He looks like Geno Smith out there. He's not playing well. For me, that game was about Seattle. And then the week before, when Washington took down Carolina, like, I mean, I bet Washington in that game. You know, I think Cam Newton's clearly his best days are behind him. So I think Washington's getting a lot of credit here. So even if the Raiders don't have Darren Waller, and they may not have him on Sunday, I think Foster Moreau, a capable backup at the tight end position, anything under 3, gentlemen, in this highly anticipated Super Bowl 18 rematch, of course, won by Marcus Allen and the Raiders. Give me the Raiders here at 2.5. At 3, I have no interest. 2.5 or better, I like the Raiders.
Yeah, I remember that game. All right, where can the fans find you?
Yeah, you better. You bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, YouTube, Twitch, and honestly, like a million other places. And then Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, countdown to kickoff nationally, getting you, the listener, set to bet and win on an NFL Sunday.
Thanks so much, Nick. Do appreciate it.
Gentlemen, appreciate it. Wishing you and your great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Nick Costos, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Time for the Ryan Report, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's BS up above. Matt Ryan with Dave Archer leading up to the Tampa Bay game.
All right, Matt, come back home. You guys have been some road warriors. How do you put that together at home?
I suppose we kind of envision ourselves on the road, you know. But, you know, it's time for us to start playing our best football at home. I think, you know, good teams have a home field advantage. And you know, we have to play more consistent. And, you know, I think the way to do that is to just start early, get into a rhythm, and kind of allow yourself to just kind of ease into the game, you know, make a play here or there, get the ball kind of rolling, you know, in our favor. And if we can do that and play smart football, you know, and not really give away anything, I think that's going to be our recipe for success.
Like, you guys had a lot of success on first down, which obviously frees up play calling, frees you up to take shots if you want to. How do you maintain that? It's a pretty good defense against the run.
Yeah, they're about as good as there is in the league against the run. And so, you know, I think the key is going to be keeping them off balance, whether it's, you know, giving them eye candy and different stuff in the run game to try and get them to misfit, getting the ball out quick, you know, just doing different things to not let their front seven get going. I really do think it's a defense that kind of thrives off of getting guys off schedule, hitting the quarterback and trying to disrupt the run game. So we've got to do a great job, like you said, of really good production on first and second down, and trying to put ourselves when we are in third down situations, you know, third and five or less. And I think, you know, we did a good job of that last week. We got to get better in third and one too. And you know, in our short yardage stuff, we have had a lot of those this year, and we probably haven't been as productive as we need to be.
All right, Kyle Pitts is a big part of what you guys do. He caught 7 balls in that game down at Miami. He's caught 14 in the last 5 games. It's not that you haven't thrown it to him. How do you get him more involved?
Well, I think it's a rhythm. You know, I think I've played with great players, and sometimes when you get them a touch early, there's just something that gets them going. And so I think that could be big for us. The one thing I was pleased to see from him last week is that it was an out-of-rhythm game, but there were a couple of opportunities in that second half where he made big plays for us, explosive plays. And that's not easy to do, you know, for veteran players, but for rookies, guys, you know, that don't have, you know, all of those reps to kind of bank on. I thought he was, you know, really mentally tough and mature last week.
Confidence can ebb and flow for a lot of players. Doesn't flow as much for an older player because you've been through a lot. Got a young offensive line. How much does last week maybe carry over to this week where they get some confidence, even though it is a pretty good defensive front?
I think it's huge. The effort that they played with, they set the standard for what they're capable of and what it needs to look like. And now we need to, you know, take that standard to another level. We're playing against a really good front seven, which is a great challenge for us. But our guys did a pretty good job going against them last time, too. And, you know, we're in the position now. We're playing football in December where we're relevant. And you got to beat teams like this. You know, if you want to get to where you want to go to, you got to beat teams like this time of the year.
All right. Good Thanksgiving for the family?
Great Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was nice. Players always love it. We get that early practice and then get some of the afternoon off. It's always a good thing. So we had a good time.
All right, buddy. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, Arch.
That was the Ryan Report brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Next up, college football. The championship Saturday starts tonight. We'll run through these games again and give you the lay of the land as we head towards the decision on Sunday for the Final Four and the college football playoff with John and Hugh on The Morning Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can join the Dog Nation team for the Dog Nation Cruise 2022. Brandon Adams, Jeff Sintel, and our buddy Mike Griffith, as well as your fellow Georgia fans. To celebrate the season aboard Royal Caribbean's
Royal Caribbean? Caribbean, whatever.
Yeah, Caribbean, Caribbean. Independence of the Seas, the Dog Nation cruise, April 25th through the 29th, stops at the private island, Royal Caribbean, Caribbean's private island, Coco Cay, as well as a day in Nassau, the Bahamas, and not Nassau, Long Island. No, Nassau, the Bahamas. And private parties, NFL draft party as well. DogNation.com for more information on the Dog Nation cruise 2022. And I guess all those fans are thinking, you know, in April that they're going to be taking a cruise and celebrating a national title, first one since 1980.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of that, and they're going to be celebrating, you know, the draft. There's going to be some dogs that's going to get drafted pretty high.
Oh, yeah, 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 that's true. That's pretty cool. There's going to be a lot of dogs in that draft.
It's going to be a good time.
It'll be interesting to see how high Jordan Davis goes in that draft, you know, in terms of the first round, because he's going to be high first round pick. The championship Saturday kind of kicks off tonight. Yes, we have high school football playoffs tonight, semifinals around the state. And again, after the Hawks game, Sam and Coach Parker are going to be live with the high school scoreboard show tonight. So you're going to be doing all the scores of all the – if you're looking for a place for all the scores of all the semifinals for interviews from the coaches, the winning coaches and whatnot, make sure you tune it in right after the Hawks and 76ers to the high school scoreboard show tonight. Tomorrow we'll have noon to 4, Hudson Grill. With John, and it's noon to 4. It's an expanded program. John Chuckery and Randy Mack, Chris Goforth, live at Hudson Grill, the downtown Hudson Grill.
Yeah.
And they're going to be there noon to 4 leading you up to the SEC title game. We're going to have the Michigan game on tomorrow night, but they'll be there live and in charge at Hudson Grill.
I just talked to the underboss. He is so excited about going to Hudson Grill tomorrow. He cannot wait.
Well, you know, I've done the Hudson Grill thing a few times because I've done
that show
a few times.
It's a nice time. They got some good food, too.
Dude, yeah, their food is, I was going to say, their food is really good. They have a pasta dish that's, like, great.
You know what? I know you can't see it right now, John, but the underboss just walked into the office. He is jumping up and down. He is so excited about going to Hudson Grill tomorrow.
Yeah, they're penny a la vodka with the seafood that's really good. Anyway, so
vodka.
We get that.
You said something about some vodka?
Yeah, vodka sauce, dude.
Oh,
yeah,
vodka sauce. Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So we get ready for championship weekend, which actually begins tonight with a couple of title games. Also, I do want to give a shout-out to Georgia, not the only team playing for a national championship. Kennesaw State is second round of the FCS playoffs. They're on the road tomorrow at East Tennessee State. That'll be a tough game, Johnson City. ETSU is pretty good. So good luck to the Owls. So you have Georgia getting ready for Alabama. Look, if chaos happens tomorrow, this is what we were just talking about with Nick Costos. Alabama loses tomorrow. They are not necessarily out. I mean, they're just not. They could lose the game and still be in. I mean, that's just a fact. Matter of fact, they could lose the game and be the number 3 seed. Now, chaos has to happen, but is it really out of the question?
No, I'm listening to you, John. I mean,
all right, so here's how chaos goes. Georgia beats Alabama in a close game, right? Michigan loses to Iowa. I mean, that could happen. Oklahoma State loses to Baylor. That could happen. Cincinnati loses to Houston. Yeah, that could happen. All three of those are pretty much toss-up games. So if Michigan, Cincinnati, and Oklahoma State, if all three lost, you know who would end up, if all three lost, you know who would end up as the number 2 seed?
Alabama? Or Notre Dame? I don't know. I was hearing something. I don't remember, was it on television or was I reading it somewhere, John, what they were talking about? The committee said something to the effect of this weekend they're going to factor in the fact that coaches left, so that's going to play a factor into their potentially whatever happens this weekend who they potentially let in, mm-hmm. So that could factor in. So with that being said, I took that as potentially Notre Dame not getting in because they don't have the head coach anymore. That's how
no question that they have to have ultimate chaos. But if ultimate chaos happened, if Michigan, Notre Dame has to have two teams lose, maybe three.
I think to be honest, when we look at this situation, as far as college football is concerned, the one that probably has the most potential to be an upset is probably the Cincinnati-Houston game, correct? Because I think we're all of the feeling that Iowa doesn't have enough to beat Michigan. Georgia's going to beat Alabama. That's the consensus, correct?
Yeah, Baylor could beat Oklahoma State. I think that's a toss-up game.
Okay, maybe, you know. Well, yeah, because I picked Baylor. So, yeah, there's a possibility there. But for all three to lean that way, I don't think it's going to happen. I think the one that probably is going to be the most probably guaranteed is probably the Houston-Cincinnati game. to me.
Well, no, I to Hugh, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Michigan, Cincinnati, and Oklahoma State all won. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying that one of those is two or all three. And it would take all three for Notre Dame to get in at this point.
Yeah, but you're rooting for chaos. I don't think all – but see, like, that's one of those things. But that's one of those things, John, from years of playing in college and being in the pros, whenever you're in a position where you have to have all of that go your way, you're not that much control of your destiny, it never usually works out that way.
Yeah, no, and Notre Dame shouldn't – to me, it's less – about the fact that Marcus Freeman is now the head coach in my world. I understand where the committee's coming from. And more about the fact that Notre Dame would, you know, slide into the playoffs not having exposed itself to a championship game. That I have a problem with, Hugh. That's my problem, is that Notre Dame's just sitting around. Well, everybody else has to risk it, because Michigan would be in if they didn't have to risk it. Oklahoma State, Cincinnati would be in if they didn't have to risk it, you know. But they've got to risk it. Notre Dame doesn't have to risk anything. They're not playing. They're not in a conference. I think that's
what's one of the reasons why it's going to factor in, John, the fact that, you know, you have all these other teams that are putting their titles on the line this week, and the fact that Notre Dame isn't. And like I said again, when you're in a position where you got to root for all that to happen, normally it doesn't really work out that way for you. It really doesn't.
So technically, you have these teams are still alive that are not in the current top four. Oklahoma State very much alive. Remember, Oklahoma State is not in the top four at the moment. They're number five. They're on the outside looking in. Notre Dame is number six. They're still alive, okay? Baylor is still alive, and Oregon is even still alive to some degree. I mean, now granted, I'll give you a 1% chance of Oregon making it, but that's not zero. They'd have to have total chaos. They'd have to have Alabama get run off the field, and they'd have to have a whole bunch of other things happen. Including the committee saying, you know, hey, you know, and Oregon beating up on Utah tonight and dominating them, and the committee saying, yeah, we're not putting Notre Dame in because of this and that and the other. So, I mean, it's slim. It's almost zero, but still it's not zero for Oregon to get in. So depending on how chaotic tonight and tomorrow are, what we're going to get in a Final Four here. I'm just noting that Notre Dame is there at 11-1, not playing and just hoping, sitting around hoping for, you know, chaos to happen. And if it does, should it happen, Hugh, it would be an interesting storyline. Here's Marcus Freeman, 35-year-old defense coordinator, being elevated to head coach, and his first game might well be a playoff game. Hello and welcome to head coaching.
Yeah, that's an interesting storyline, but I don't think that's going to happen. That's not going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either. Yeah, also noting that should Notre Dame make it in, which would be just wild if they did, that if you want to go back in history, Georgia's national title in 1980 was over Notre Dame down in the Sugar Bowl in the swamp. And in that game, Herschel Walker and company won the national championship against Eric Parseghian and Notre Dame, but Notre Dame totally outplayed them in the game. Georgia won the game, Hugh. I don't think they had 130 yards of offense. Not 130. I think they had 5 first downs. I mean, they had nothing. And yet they won the game. It's all that counts. Nobody remembers the box score. So Oregon and Utah tonight in Las Vegas.
Anybody tuning in? You tuning in out with the night, John? My man Abe said he's gonna watch that tonight. He said, "Bill, yeah, well, yeah, I probably watch it at the sports bar like my man." Like my man, hey.
Real story, guys.
Left-handed lacrosse out of Sri Lanka.
No. That wasn't the weirdest thing this weekend. So he has his headphones on, and I see him make a motion. I'm like, what you watching over there? He's like, man, it's the World Chess Championships. This guy who's like the world-ranked player, just like he's getting hammered right now. And I'm like, he's watching the World Chess Championships
right now. And you imagine how slow that damn thing is going, and he's all in?
He just said a second ago, it's on right now.
Okay.
Good times.
This is World Chess Championships.
This is the start of the weekend, people. This is what we got. Shout out to all the people that are in town for the college football championship game this weekend. I know that there's a lot going on this weekend. Shout out to I know the Alphas are having something tomorrow down at the tailgate, so that's going to be jumping tomorrow. So it's going to be a nice little weekend in Georgia, and the weather's going to be nice. I think it's supposed to be like
73 today.
Yeah, it's going to be 70 degrees. So there's probably going to be some day parties jumping off of some, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a big party down at the Home Depot backyard tonight.
I don't think nobody wearing no sundress in December. You might get the nice little, I don't know what they call those dresses, but with the boot action, with the boots on, the thigh-high boots and stuff with the little, I don't know what they call them. I don't know what the women wear. But anyway, yeah, you're not going to get the sundress action, though. That's just too much. It's too cold for all that.
70 skewed necklace?
Yeah, it's going
to
be too
college
cold.
Football? Oh, you know folks going to try to – they going to try to put something on sundress down at their Mercedes-Benz.
That's going to be cute, but I doubt if it'd be some sundress action.
Yeah, well, we just totally took the show and swung really early into a preview, I guess, of Usable.
Yes, well, I'm going to talk about a whole bunch of different stuff today. It ain't really nothing one thing normally I'm going to talk about, but and I'm also apologize for something I said earlier. Well, a couple weeks ago. But not so much apologize, but just point out that I was wrong about it. All that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind
of Hugh Douglas.
Brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
Before I get off into my potpourri Friday thing, I just want to give a shout out to my man Cuts by Curtis, because I think he mad at all of us on the morning show this morning.
Why?
Because he tweeted out right after the fact that we gave our picks. We all picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
He said the whole morning show is disloyal for going to Tampa Bay pick. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I just said, hello, he said, so disappointed in y'all. He said, he especially disappointed in you, John, for picking what? Tampa Bay.
What?
do you have a retort, John?
This is
Fricky?
A new John Fricky. I don't know if you know this, Hugh, but after this week, it's a new John Fricky.
John oh, Fricky.
This is the John Fricky variant.
Oh.
It's the Omicron.
It's the Omicron Fricky.
It's the Omicron Fricky
it's
variant.
A new variant Fricky we got right yeah. now.
I don't think you should be disappointed in me.
No.
You guys don't. Look, have they won at home this year, Hugh? Have they won?
No, they have not, John.
Are they playing the defending Super Bowl champions?
Yes, they are, John Fricky.
When I pick against them, do they tend to win or lose?
Yes, they do, John. Yeah. Speaking of that.
Follow the bouncing ball, dude. Follow the bouncing ball.
Speaking of that, and you mentioned it a little bit this morning. I was like, oh, John Fricky kind of took my thunder a little bit. But not really. I want to give a shout out to the Falcons, man, because you remember a couple weeks ago, I was talking about how the Falcons don't reach back and how – well, I didn't know for sure if they tried to get in contact with their past or whatever and do some things with the past players or whatever. I got the alert for that 91 Bad Boy season that they had with Jerry Glanville and stuff like that, and I think it was a three-part series, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it is the rudest team. Yeah,
I didn't get a chance to check it out because, like anything else, I like to wait till it all drops, and I think the last one dropped yesterday. If I'm not mistaken. But shout out to the Falcons for that, man. Because I think that's a big part, regardless of how you feel about it. Because I think when we were talking about it this morning, it was pointed out that the Falcons really don't, you know, a lot of people don't remember the old school Falcons and things like that. But that's what you have to do, man. When Scott was talking about it this morning, Scott Baer was saying that, you know, he worked with a bunch of folks that really don't remember the 91 Falcons and things of that nature. But I think that's the great thing about being in what you call a so-called sports town. And I think we have that because you look at Dominique Wilkins and how he's beloved here. You know, you talk about Chipper Jones, guys like that. You know, I think we have that here, but we need to do that more with the Falcons because they have a rich history here. And, you know, you have some guys that have played on these teams, whether you like them or not, that were real, real, like, trendsetters and game changers. Andre Rison is funny. I was looking this morning, and you know how you get on your Twitter feed this morning, and I saw a picture of Andre Rison and Left Eye. And, you know, they were posing on front of a car. Lisa, it was like an old school picture. Lisa Lopez. Yeah. And I was thinking to myself, do you know how many dudes wanted to be, like, you got Deion Sanders, Andre Rison, and you got a bunch of guys on that squad that were like, you know, were just.
They were
like,
both of that Too Legit to Quit video.
Man, listen. That you wanted to be, like you wanted to be those guys. So I think it's cool that they're getting in touch with their history like that. And they need to do more stuff like that. They need to do more stuff to get people involved like that.
Yeah,
but
no, I encourage you to go to YouTube, the Rudis team, or go to AtlantaFalcons.com, because if you don't remember that team, if you're not old enough to remember that team,
I remember running shoot, the run and shoot stuff. I remember him in the NFL thing when he said, you know, the NFL means not for long if you keep playing like that.
Right. Jerry would every year leave tickets out for Elvis Presley to come see a football game.
And then you're seeing Brett Favre in there, and you're going, why is Favre part of it?
Man, that
Favre
was
on that team. He was a Falcons draft pick. It was Buck his rookie Brett. Year. He threw four passes, did not complete a pass, two of which were picked off. Typical Brett Favre. And yes, the Falcons made a gigantic mistake letting him go to Green Bay.
Yeah, but I will say that in the defense of Brett Favre, he probably wouldn't have made it in Atlanta. Like, if he would stay here. He wouldn't have made it, John. Like, listen. When they talk about when coaches, GMs and things talk about if a guy can make it in certain cities, that's a real thing. That's a real thing, because some cities and some places that you go, they could like eat you up and spit you out, man. Like for me, being in New York at the time that I was there, you know, coming from a small town, I was terrified. I was that guy. You know how they always say when you come to New York, don't look like a tourist. I was a tourist, and I was there in New York during the time where Mayor Giuliani at the time, New York was in transition. And if anybody ever lived in New York, you know 42nd Street, when I got to New York, 42nd Street don't look like it looked now.
Well, when you got there, I have two words, peep show.
Man, listen, all up and down the street, John, all up and down the street, like you could walk like New York. I remember walking through the city of New York and like I saw more through glass windows than I ever had seen ever in life. And some of the stuff that like I remember the first time walking downtown and my mouth just dropped, like some of the stuff that I saw. Like on the street, like in broad daylight. And it was no biggie. It was just no biggie. So yeah, like certain places that guys go, that could really change your life. So that's a big thing. But, yeah, shout out to the Atlanta Falcons for that, man, because I think that's pretty cool to talk about your past and relive the past and start, you know, bring back them old school players, man, because that's pretty cool. I think people enjoy that, because everywhere I go, I always see old school Atlanta Falcons jerseys from guys that people have loved over the years, even you know, the marginal players and things like that. So, yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool thing. So, John, what time are you going to the – what time are you going to the mall in the morning? Have y'all figured out? You and the Maven figured that out yet?
No, all I know is right now I'm going to the racetrack to get a hot dog, and which is free for me because I've got the app. Shameless plug.
As a matter of fact, since we're doing that today. So yeah. Then I guess when I get in my car, I'll spray some of that Fast and Furious air freshener. Because,
which,
you know,
by the way, the Maven really liked. You gave me which the cotton linen one. I got some more coming.
I got you, Orin. My bad. I keep forgetting. You know what, Orin? I got you on the new car, John. You know what, real talk, Orin? I look at them every morning, and I keep forgetting. But I have to bring, because I know Abe likes the pineapple. He likes the citrus smells. So I got to hook y'all up. So that's what I'm going
to
do.
Shameless plug. Abe and I are looking for shameless plugs. So if you are a company that would like to advertise on the station or on the show, please reach out
like
to @OrinRomaine at Twitter or @AbeGordon. And we will, you know, get with the sales. And, hey, we're trying to make this thing work, man.
Make this thing work. It's like opendoor.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too, you know.
We're just going to name all y'all damn sponsors,
hey,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we are. What are you going to do about it?
Might as well. You know,
I can't do anything. I can't.
And you know
what? Hey, by the way, I got to give a quick shout-out to Steely Hughes World just for 10 seconds here to Orin Romaine, because it's all over the internet. About Brian Kelly and his fake Southern accent.
No, that's another. I forgot about that, John.
Family.
Because A lot of other people feel like that. I don't hear it. I don't hear it. I don't hear the fake stuff.
You want to play it again?
Go for it.
Hold on,
we got time.
Let me go ahead.
We ain't doing nothing else. It's Friday.
You set it up. Brian Kelly, LSU basketball game.
Yeah, day before yesterday, he was being
a less than enthused crowd that he's there as the new coach at LSU, and this is what it was.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started, and I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
Can I say this real quick? Because I work with some petty people. I hear it now. Y'all didn't program me to the
university.
Point, yeah,
y'all family.
Y'all didn't program me to the point where I'm nitpicking every word that comes out that man's mouth.
He made family three syllables.
Family. Yeah,
family.
He did say it like that. He did say it like that. But we're gonna keep these shameless plugs going, and we're gonna say Hills World was brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company. The holidays are here. And it's all good at the Georgia Hemp Company. They have locations in Woodstock, Decatur, and Sandy Springs. They also have a full line of all your favorite CBD and hemp products, like lotions and oils. Check out the GeorgiaHempCompany.com.
Best of luck to the Georgia Bulldogs. Best of luck to the Atlanta Falcons. Mercedes-Benz Stadium this weekend. Hawks tonight against Philadelphia. Best of luck to them.
Yeah, we got a lot going on there. Utah playing tonight. Is Utah playing tonight?
Yep.
Utah.
Oregon.
Utah and Oregon.
Yep.
So, yeah. But next.
Best of luck to Kennesaw State. Yep.
We got Andy Randy coming up next. Everybody have a safe and wonderful weekend. Go Dawgs.
Now. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.